Couldn't agree more. You're listening to Boston Public Radio with Jim Brody and Marge Regan. This Sunday morning, you're going to lose an hour of sleep, but you're going to gain an hour of sunlight. Hallelujah. Daylight saving times is just around the corner. Our colleague, Edgar, what's his middle initial, Marjorie?
You can do it.
You can
just
do
take
it.
A guess. You got 26 chances.
Take a guess. You got
J.
Wrong. Edward something Herwick III joins us to discuss the history, the pros and the cons of daylight savings time, after which I will explain to him that there are no cons. Welcome, Edgar.
Glad
how did
be
you become
here.
An expert on daylight savings time? What's that about?
I'm obsessed with time, linear time. It's an interesting topic, and it comes around every, you know, twice a year, obviously, we move the clocks. Mm. And it's just one of those things that once you start digging in, it's a really interesting story. It's more contentious than you think it was, the history of this. It's been going on in the United States for about 100 years, but the idea was first floated by a great Bostonian, Mr. Benjamin Franklin.
I did not know that.
I actually knew that. That's shocking.
I did not
idea,
know
but
that.
Go ahead.
So the difference here was his idea was not to shift the clock. So he was living in Paris at the time. He was an old man, and he noticed what happens is, I mean, essentially what we do is we shift the clocks an hour to make more daylight happen at the end of the day. If you don't do that by June, the sun's coming up at about 4 o'clock in the morning, right? So this is what was happening
big
in
waste.
Paris. Yeah, total waste. So in Paris, what they would do is they'd board up their apartments and stuff so that no sun would get in, and consequently end up sleeping until like noon or one. So Franklin was kind of annoyed by this, and he also thought we could save some money on candles by having more of the daylight happen when people are awake. Rather than shift the clocks, though, he said, let's shift when people wake up. His proposal was to line up a bunch of cannons and blast them off basically as an alarm clock so these lazy Parisians would get up and get on with their day.
You know, even if you're making that up, that is terrific. But, so what happens? I mean,
what happens is in sort of the modern era, it ends up getting floated way back in 1895 by a guy from New Zealand. He was a bug collector. And his idea was he wanted some more daylight to be able to collect bugs. Okay, so he was sort of the first one to do it, but then the guy who's credited with it, he's a guy from England, and he floated this a few years later because he wanted a couple hours of daylight to golf.
All good reasons, I say. Bugs, golf, all that sort of
thing.
By the way, is this the reason Benjamin Franklin said an hour saved is an hour earned? Is that the reason he said that?
Absolutely not the reason why he said
that. Fine, okay. Okay, so then what? So some guy from wherever. And then how does it come into the United States?
So it's funny. If you talk to people, a lot of people are under the impression that it had something to do with the agrarian culture and farmers and stuff like that. Which it didn't. It was actually World War II, and the first people to do it were the Germans. They actually did this, and it was an energy-saving measure. Obviously, money was tight. It's wartime. So they decided to do this, shifting the clocks so that there was more daylight, so they weren't burning electric lights through the night, through the whole summertime. They could save some money and take advantage of it. Well, everybody adopts it, right? The United States, England, everybody starts doing it during World War I, briefly. It causes an outrage in the United States. People totally fight back against it. So the government adopts it in 1918. They say, we're going to this daylight savings time 7 months of the year. By 1919, Congress pushes back and they say, no, it's not happening, largely because farmers didn't want it. Farmers didn't like the daylight, didn't like daylight savings time. So it got eliminated a year after it got started, despite opposition, strong opposition from Massachusetts. There was the mayor of Massachusetts, the mayor of Boston at the time, the guy who did Filene's basement, the business mogul. All these people are lobbying Congress. Let's keep it. Let's keep it. Congress says, no, we can't do it. People are against it. So they make it a local matter. It's up to whatever, whoever wants to do it. Every town, every state can choose for themselves for years. And of course, this causes mass confusion. Some people are doing it. Some people are not doing it. And it doesn't really actually become national law until 1966 here.
You know that, Marjorie?
I did not know that. I did not know any of this until I read Edgar's notes.
So
we were all operating under the – in other words, if things were still the same way now that they were before 1966, nothing would happen this Saturday.
Well, it would here in Massachusetts, because in Massachusetts we always did it. But it wouldn't have said it in Indiana or in some other states or some other towns.
I don't care about Indiana.
It didn't used to be this early, right?
It didn't used to be in March.
When did that change?
A couple years ago? That happened in 2007. And that was a bill that was put forth in 2005 by none other than
Ed Markey. Right.
And so it's interesting because the argument here, again, is an energy savings argument. That's been the argument for us to do it for years, is that in the summertime, you're not going to waste electric light because you're going to have more daylight when you're up and awake. But as it turns out, there have been a number of studies that have been done recently that are suggesting maybe that's not the case anymore.
How can it not be the case?
Well,
by definition, I don't get it. How can it not be the case?
Well, here's the deal. Because air conditioners use up more energy than light does. And so what ends up happening is when you're awake longer hours and when you're awake during warmer hours, which is what's going on by shifting the sunlight that way. People are spinning their air conditioners longer. So there's one holdout in America, Arizona. They don't do daylight savings. They got a pass on the 1966 law. There were a couple of options to get out. They still don't do it, again, because of the air conditioning issue, because it's hot in the desert there.
That's that Sheriff Joe. Our number is 877-301-8970. I challenge anybody in this audience, anybody in the next, what, 10 or 12 minutes, to come up with one decent argument against daylight savings time. You know, I'm going to be on PC for a second.
Do it.
And say, I don't care about the environment in this case. Is there anything more wonderful in the summer when it's June or whatever it is, and the sun is, you get out of work, the sun is out, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock. That's why, I mean, you're going to make fun of me, but I'm going to do it anyway, Marjorie. That's why we live. I mean, really, seriously, no
Marjorie, I'm with Jim on this.
So
I'm with Jim on this.
And so, I'm serious. It is one of the greatest inventions of man. And good for Ed Markey, whether you're voting for him for Senate or not.
I think
the fact that he moved it up to this, it's this Sunday at 2 a.m., right?
Yeah, and it used to be not till April.
Right.
So he moved it up a full
good
couple of
weeks. Good for him. 877-301-8970. By the way, I don't know why I'm interviewing him on TV tomorrow. I'm going to get to the heart of this thing.
Yeah, that's very exciting.
Okay, so Jim, I'm going to get you started with a detractor here. And this is a guy who I love and respect, friend of the program. We've had him on here a number of times. This is Kelly Beatty.
Oh, the astronomer guy. I love Kelly
Beatty.
Telescope Magazine.
Love him.
Now, he brings up – he actually has a valid point. I talked to him earlier today, and he makes a really valid point. This is one I had not thought of. This is a legitimate reason why you could possibly – be against daylight saving. Let's hear Kelly.
I'm an amateur astronomer, and I love being out in the evening. The problem is that in the summertime, it gets dark so darn late, you know, like 9:30, 10 o'clock sometimes, way up here in the north, that there doesn't leave many hours for stargazing. So I have a definite bah humbug opinion about daylight time.
Now, the sad thing is that'll be the last time Kelly's ever on our show. And he's really an expert, and I love him, but he's never coming back. He used to be great.
He used to be great.
And by the way, there is merit in that.
Yeah.
But the merit in that is like a gnat on the backside of a whatever. I'm sorry. This is one of the few things. Where are you on this? Well, you haven't said a word. Where are you?
Well, I like it. I mean, I'm not quite as passionate about it.
I like it as
you guys are. I love to be able to sit out late in the summertime when it's still light.
I want you to turn around while you're talking. Excuse me. Look at Alan, who is the person responsible for sound going into the cars. Look at the smile on Alan's face and tell me that daylight savings time is not the way for us to go.
Like
it's unbelievable.
Not with his wife, not with his kids, never.
But there is the problem of getting up in the dark in the morning.
So what?
Really, but I mean, it happens initially for a little while,
yeah.
Right? But by the time you're into the midsummer, the sun's coming up at like 5 o'clock. I mean, 6 o'clock. I mean, it's fine. You're not getting up in the dark.
But in the wintertime, you're getting up in the dark.
Yeah, but that's why you shift the clock.
Daylight savings time.
That's on standard time.
There's the whole thing.
We're crushing you, Marjorie. Okay. Let me just say, like a bug.
I'm going to argue against myself now.
Go ahead,
I mean, there is the problem of
she's switching
seasonal. Depressive disorder. When you don't, you know, people that go to work.
So
in the
now
dark,
you're four daylight savings.
Well, I feel bad.
I'll talk myself
for that,
into it.
For that group of people that has to our sit there with
877
all the time.
301-8970. 877-301-8970. Two things. I want to hear from people who love it as much as I, and I think Edgar does, mm-hmm. and Alan clearly. And secondly, we will be relatively kind to someone if they call in and try to make an argument like Kelly that there's a reason to not have daylight savings time. It changes everything. And I don't want to hear that you lose an hour's sleep on Sunday. It's the weekend.
Come on.
Go to bed earlier.
It's Sunday.
Do sleep a little later on Sunday. That argument is as flimsy as whatever.
The only other one I can think of is if you're in a bar at 1 o'clock and last call is going to be, say, 1:30, 2 o'clock, all of a sudden when it's about to be 1 o'clock in the morning on Saturday night, it's going to be 2 o'clock in the morning. So the bar is going to be shut down right then.
They have to shut you down.
So, you know, that is a really powerful
argument. That is really good.
Interestingly enough, I mean, one of the groups that really held out, one of the reasons why it was controversial so long, as I was saying, were farmers. And I talked to a bunch of farmers here in Massachusetts, including Rich Bonanno, who's the president of the Massachusetts Farm Bureau. So he talks to farmers all the time. I was curious if farmers here still sort of – if it's controversial at all. And he said it's – A, it's not controversial. But B, he says he actually loves daylight savings too. Let's hear a little from Rich about what he had to take on it.
Rich.
I actually welcome daylight savings time because it skews the extra daylight hours to the evening for me. And I personally like going out after supper and with some peace and quiet with all the help gone, especially earlier in the year – or later in the year when we are still outside. I like working in those evening hours because the temperature is usually higher than it would be at, say, 5 o'clock in the morning.
I feel closer to the farm community than I've ever felt before.
Doesn't
it feel good? So beautiful.
Where'd you find these farmers in Massachusetts? Out off Route 2?
Tons of farms. There are tons of farms.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Where are all the farms?
This guy, well, Rich is a vegetable. He's a vegetable,
he's a vegetable and
flower farmer.
Really?
But we've got dairy farmers. We've got all kinds of farmers
okay.
here in
Massachusetts. There's apparently full lines with people who are going to try to suggest this is not heaven on earth. We're starting with Kelly in Gloucester. Take your best shot, Kelly. Welcome to Boston Public Radio.
Hi, Jim and Marjorie. It's so great to hear you.
Hi, Kelly.
Wait, are you Kelly as in from the Whole Foods parking lot?
I love
this, Kelly. Your husband's a great musician. Kelly, it's great to hear from you, but don't ruin my day. Go ahead, Kelly.
So I got two things for you, Jim. One is I get up at 4 a.m. and I hate losing the sunlight in the morning time.
Okay.
Two, more importantly, is I have 4 children and I can sucker them into going to bed by 6 o'clock.
Can I tell you something? We'll buy you 4 blindfolds, Kelly. I'm sorry.
Yeah. But, you know, I used to think that when my kids were little too, Kelly, but they start adjusting really quickly. You know, you hope you're going to be able to dump them in bed an hour early, and then they catch on in about 3 days. You know what I mean?
Yeah, your kids are smarter than mine, my
friend. Kelly, it's great to hear from you. Say hi. Good to talk to you. Let's go to Barnstable, where Jared's on the phone with Edgar. What's his middle initial, Marjorie?
Take a guess.
Take a guess again. You got to...
Q.
No. With Edgar something, Erwick the third, and Marjorie and Jim Browdy. Hey, Jared.
Hi, how's it going?
We're going quite well, thank you.
The issue of like singing time, I always thought it was with no S because you're saving daylight. Is that correct?
That is correct. It's daylight saving time.
I have been in error. I knew that and I screwed it. I'm very sorry, Jared.
Okay.
Don't go away. Where are you in this issue, by the way, though, Jared?
Well, I like it in the summer. I'm a farmer. I grow oysters.
Oh my god!
And it's great in the summer, and we're not really doing much in the winter anyway. So it's
so you're with us.
So it's great for me.
You're the happiest oyster farmer we've ever spoken to, Jared. Thank you so much for the call.
Stephen just emailed in and wants to know if we're going to lose 15 minutes of daylight saving because of the sequester.
only springing forward 45 minutes.
Jared, thank you for the call. Is this Annalisa? Is that this woman's
name?
What
a pretty name.
Annalisa, you are next with Jim, Marjorie, and Edgar. Hey there, Annalisa.
Hello.
Hi.
I don't know if I just buzzed it. My problem is with the fact that we change the clocks back in the wintertime.
I'm with you.
And I feel that we should never change the clock because, first of all, it does throw us off with all of the rest of Europe because they no longer do it. And secondly, though, is that all of a sudden it's dark in the morning and dark at night. And then just having to adjust to this extra hour. I mean, it doesn't bother me. And in fact, my kids will end up sleeping an extra hour late on Sunday, so it'll be a treat. Because they won't adjust right away. But I just hate the fact that we have to change the clocks twice a year.
I love that. What's wrong with that position?
I'm with her, but the problem is the days get so short by December that what would end up happening is if you shift the clocks back, if you don't shift the clocks back, then it's going to be getting dark. I mean, it gets dark here at the worst at about 4:30, right? It'd be like more like 3:30.
No, 3.
Right?
3.
Yeah. 3.
Well,
so
you hear
that's...
3 o'clock, because I'm a teacher, so... I end up going to work at 7 in the morning when it's dark, and then I get out at 3 and it's dark.
But wasn't that, Annalisa, as a teacher, wasn't that one of the big objections that kids would be waiting for the bus in the dark? Wasn't that one of the big reasons why they changed it in the winter so you can have a little bit more light?
Yeah.
It's still dark. I mean, it's still going to be dark. It's, you know, even now when they change the clocks, it's still going to be dark. So I don't think that was necessarily a reason.
I think
I teach 8th grade, so believe it or not, first of all, half the kids will miss school on Monday. Because they will have forgotten to change the clocks back or they'll oversleep through their alarm.
That's a great point.
And the other half will be so tired, you'll just have kids sleeping on the desk because they didn't adjust to the time.
Well, that's
so
a heartening
the 8th grade
note.
Teacher, it makes it even worse. So,
sorry.
I mean, that's just my argument. So
I'm
like
with you. Don't change.
Like
I agree. Change it on Sunday and then leave it there. Annalisa, thanks for the call.
Listen to this lovely email Anne from Cambridge.
What'd
she says
say?
She's from Ohio, the other end of our time zone. Summer's always meant daylight until 9 to 9:20 at night. And I'm a gardener who works full time in the office like you, Jim. I live for summer evenings working in my yard and afterwards sitting in the garden with my husband and my glass of wine as the sun goes down.
That part, by Beautiful. The way, that captures
it's
all
lovely,
that is essentially
man.
What this is all about.
How great is it going to be on Monday when you leave work and it is bright and shining in the sky and you you've got like an hour plus of daylight. How great is that going to be on Monday?
It can be new year jogging. Your jogging program.
Yeah, I'll be doing.
It can be jogging in the
either then or the week after. I'm going to renew my job. Our number is 877-301-8970. You know, you made a joke before about Ed Markey, and you know, is this going to be the centerpiece of his campaign? And everybody knows. I assume he's running against Steve Lynch for the Democratic nomination to succeed John Kerry. Isn't this wildly popular? I would say, I'm not saying it should be the centerpiece of his campaign.
Well, why did it take
this
so long?
Is a big
own it.
Deal.
Own it,
exactly.
I agree.
And why did it take so long? Why did we just do this in 2007?
Well, the extension just happened in 2007.
We'd
done it since
Yeah, but
the 60s.
We used to do it like October to
April,
May,
yeah.
Wasn't it? So
we
why did we?
He saw an opportunity to be able to extend it. I mean, it's law, so it's like, are you going to take on, you know, extending a federal law? It's a difficult thing to do, but there was an energy bill, and it was a good opportunity because you could make the argument that it was going to be an energy saver. So we put a rider on the bill, and it went through.
You know, I had high hopes for Congressman Stephen Lynch,
but after this,
now, I don't know. I think
you know, a lot of people say, Marjorie,
the ticket.
They say the Civil Rights Act of 1964 and the Daylight Savings Times Act of what year was that again?
66.
Whatever.
God, the 60s were great.
I don't remember.
Sex, drugs, and daylight saving.
We actually don't have time to squeeze. So why don't you wrap up? Edgar, what's his middle initial again, Marjorie? I'm sorry.
Edgar J.
No, that would be wrong,
G.
too.
Incorrect.
No,
incorrect.
It's not that. Okay, fine. There are only about seven letters left. We're close. Wrap this thing up. What's the moral of the story, if you would, please?
I think the moral of the story is that there's absolutely no reason, despite the fact that we gave people an opportunity to not be in favor of daylight savings. And we have one colleague here at WGBH who was fervently against it. I'm disappointed we didn't hear from
her. Oh, yeah. Can we say her name?
Well,
we'll call her out. Azita said she was going to come in. She was going to challenge us.
Guns blazing.
Why?
She's totally
Where
against
is she?
It. Be on standard time.
I think
Why?
We cowed her. I think when we crushed Kelly Beatty after that little soundbite,
she
decided she just couldn't stand up.
Also, interesting tip here. Go to YouTube, search Stop Daylight Savings Time Drive-In Movie Theater. There was an old reel in the 60s. Drive-in theaters didn't want this to happen in the 60s, right? Because they were going to lose an hour of darkness, and they wanted the darkness. There's this great reel on YouTube where you could watch where it's the scare tactics about why to stop daylight savings time from happening.
Not happening. Hey, Edgar, thank you. Whatever your middle initial is, we really, really appreciate this. Sunday night, turn them back at 2 a.m. Hey, thanks
spring
for
forward.
Listening. I'm sorry. Spring them forward.
Spring
thank you.
Spring forward and fall back.
Thanks for listening to another edition of Boston Public Radio. Now, if you can't wait till tomorrow at noon, where are you going to be tonight at 7, Margaret?
Actually, I'm going to be filling in for Emily Rooney tonight on Greater Boston Interview. And the former president of Ireland and the first ever female president of Ireland, Mary Robinson.
Now that music you hear tomorrow in the noon hour, he's joining us. Norman Greenbaum sold 2 million copies of this in 69 and 70. And then at open mic at 1, Emily Rooney's off for the day. Laura Raposa, on her final day at the Inside Track, is going to join us in studio for open mic. Marjorie Egan, I am Jim Browdy.
And I'm Marjorie Egan. Thank you for tuning in to WGBH Boston Public Radio.
Bye.